Fibre is an essential part of our diet. It's the main mechanism that keeps the food we eat moving through our digestive system, preventing it from clogging up and then rotting inside us. Which is why Dr. Udo Erasmus from Savant Health is keen to ensure that we all get enough of the right kinds of fibre in our daily diet.
Fibre is found in all whole foods, and the problem in our modern diet is that we remove them from many foods. For instance, when wheat grain is turned into white flour, most of the fibre is removed. When seeds and nuts are turned into oil, all the fiber is removed. When seeds and nuts are turned into margarine, all the fiber is removed. And there is no fiber in dairy products or animal products. So the fiber all comes from plant-based products. The whole foods always contain more than the refined foods.
And how might I know if I'm not getting enough fiber in my diet?
One of the most obvious signs of not getting enough fiber in your diet is constipation. If you have a protein diet, that leads to constipation. If you have a white flour diet, in the 1600s, when somebody had diarrhea, they would feed them white bread because they knew that white bread binds you up. And the reason why it binds you up is because the fiber that, you know, would make it go through easier is missing. So white bread is good for diarrhea, but not much else, basically.
What sort of things can destroy the fiber in my body?
Well, the fiber is not killed. The fiber is either present or not present. There are two kinds of fiber. One is called water insoluble, and that's basically good for bulking stool and carrying it along and maybe scrubbing the intestines to keep them clean. And the other kind is called water soluble fiber. That is, from a health point of view, is the more beneficial kind. And there's one that's called mucilage that is found in flax and slippery elm, dulcin kelp seaweeds, and even a vegetable called okra. And that fiber has some very neat features. It escorts cholesterol and bile acids out of the body. So for people with high cholesterol, it's very useful. The reason for why that's important is the body makes cholesterol. And when you're under stress, it'll make even more. And if you eat a lot of carbohydrates, it'll also make more. And once the cholesterol is made, the body can't break down the four-ringed structure it has. It uses it for many things, and then it's supposed to be escorted from your cells, where it does its work, to the liver, to the gallbladder, to the digestive tract, and to the toilet. And fiber is required to make it finish its journey. If the fiber isn't there, then up to 94% of the cholesterol and bile acids are reabsorbed into the body, and you've lost your exit mechanism. It also escorts toxins out of the body. It deals with many toxic molecules, changes them, and then dumps them. Also, heavy metals. The mucilage fiber found in seaweed locks up heavy metals and prevents their reabsorption in the body. The mucilage fiber absorbs a lot of water, so you want to take it with a lot of water. And it is exceptionally good for bowel regularity. So there's another reason why it's good for detox, because when you get constipated, then you create toxicity in your colon because stuff sits around too long. Also, the mucilage fiber is the favorite food of the probiotics. So the fiber helps the probiotics be healthier and do a better job. Water-soluble mucilage fiber is exceptionally good at stabilizing blood sugar. And the reason for that is that when you eat carbohydrate foods, they turn into glucose. Glucose is sugar. Sugar is absorbed into the body. And glucose is absorbed very quickly into the body once it's made. If it's absorbed faster than the body burns it, then you end up with high blood sugar. When you get high blood sugar, that's a really toxic thing. And so then with the use of insulin in self-defense, the body drives the glucose into the cells. In the cells, it's supposed to be burned for energy, but you absorbed it so fast, you didn't burn it that fast, so your body can't burn it. So then the glucose turns on a gene for fat production called fatty acid synthase, and then you put on a little weight. And then your blood sugar goes too low, and then you either get sleepy or you get depressed because your blood sugar goes down and then you eat more carbohydrates to lift your mood. That's why they're comfort food. Or you become really hungry, and that's why carbohydrates are addicting. And it's all because you absorb them faster than you burn them, and that causes high and low blood sugar problems. Gets you overweight, gets you diabetes. So to prevent that from happening, the glucose gets tied up in this mucilage fiber. And as that churns its way through the digestive tract, the glucose is absorbed more closer to the rate that you burn it. And when it's absorbed at the same rate you burn it, your blood sugar is stable. So it's a really good thing for people who are overweight, for people who have blood sugar fluctuations, for people who have diabetes. Very good for stabilizing their blood sugars.
Are there any dangers associated with having too much fiber in your diet, though?
Yes, there is. There is a problem with psyllium, which is sometimes used as a bulking agent, and that's pure fiber. And what happens is it absorbs a lot of water. If you take more than a teaspoon, you actually get your digestive tract bloated because it swells so much. And that can cause you a lot of pain. Also, because it has no nutrients with it, it'll take minerals and essential fats and probably vitamins and probably amino acids out of your body. So you want to get your fiber with the nutrients. So you want to be more whole food based rather than trying to concentrate it. That makes it a drug. I think psyllium should be a drug because it doesn't have the nutrients and it creates problems.
That's Dr. Udo Erasmus.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.